Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Thursday, June 27th, 2024. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Charge ASAP. Leading off today, Apple has expanded some of its changes to the self-service repair program to Europe, and it's also shared a new white paper called Longevity by Design. The paper focuses on Apple's approach to longevity, its principles on device repairability, and the truth about parts pairing. The white paper includes a handful of notable statistics about Apple product longevity. Apple says that iPhone retains at least 40% more of its value compared to Android smartphones, and that there are hundreds of millions of iPhones that have been in use for more than 5 years. From 2015 to 2022, out-of-warranty repair rates for Apple products were down by 38%. For iPhone, overall repairs for accidental damage have decreased by 44% since the introduction of upgraded enclosures starting with the iPhone 7. When Apple started waterproofing the iPhone with the iPhone 7, repairs for liquid damage decreased by 75%. John Ternus, Apple's Senior Vice President of Hardware Engineering, says, quote, "Designing the best, longest-lasting products in the world requires a striking balance between durability and repairability, while providing ongoing software updates, and we're constantly looking for new and innovative ways to accomplish that mission." End quote. You can hit the link in the show notes to view Apple's full white paper about device longevity and durability. In other news today, Apple announced its plans to adopt RCS for iPhone messaging last year and said it would be coming with iOS 18. With this week's release of iOS 18 Beta 2 and some action from carriers in the United States, RCS is now available. So if you're running iOS 18 Beta 2, you can go to the Settings app and choose Messages to find a new RCS toggle. It's important to note that RCS messaging is still rolling out even for iOS 18 Beta users. Right now, iOS 18 Beta 2 appears to only include updated carrier information for US carriers like AT&T, T-Mobile, and Verizon. With RCS, iPhone users can send rich messages with audio and larger media files to Android users. RCS also has read receipts, something that was previously exclusive to iMessage. There's also support for typing indicators, improved tapbacks compatibility, and support for better group chats. RCS messages still have green bubbles on the iPhone, but the Messages app does show a new label indicating when messages are sent with SMS versus RCS. Again, iOS 18 is currently only available to developer beta testers, with a public beta expected in July, and a release to everyone in September. We are sponsored this week by Charge ASAP and their new Connect Pro, the world's first magnetic cable that features a built-in power reader showcasing real-time power output in watts on an LED screen. The Connect Pro supports up to 100 watts to charge an extensive array of devices, including USB laptops, phones, tablets, and more. It also supports full 27-watt Apple fast charging support for Lightning devices, and with interchangeable tips, you only need one cable to charge all of your USB-C, Lightning, and micro USB devices. There's a built-in LED indicator that turns on when your device has been connected and is successfully charging, and with a built-in magnetic design, you don't have to worry about tripping over your cable and sending your laptop or phone flying across the room. Hit the link in the show notes to learn more about the Charge ASAP Connect Pro, and my thanks to Charge ASAP for their support of the show. Running out today as new legislation in the European Union looms, Apple is reportedly developing a new technology that would make iPhone batteries easier to replace. According to the information, Apple is investigating using a new electrically induced adhesive debonding technology for iPhone battery replacements. Currently, replacing an iPhone battery requires using tweezers to remove the existing battery, which is held in place by adhesive strips. Then, you have to use a specialized machine and tray to press the new battery into place. The new technology involves encasing the battery in metal rather than foil as it is currently. This would allow people to dislodge the battery from the chassis by administering a small jolt of electricity. These types of direct current power supplies, typically used for electronics testing and charging, are widely available for purchase. Even with this change, however, Apple will still recommend that iPhone users visit a professional to replace their battery. If Apple's development of this new bonding technology goes according to plan, It could debut it with at least one iPhone 16 model this year, and would then expand to all versions of the iPhone 17 next year. The work being done by Apple is in response to pending legislation in the European Union, which could require that Apple make iPhone batteries easier for users to replace. That legislation would go into effect in 2025, but still there are a lot of carve-outs in the rules as they are written, which could ultimately end up meaning that Apple isn't required to make these changes. Still, the information's story makes it clear that pressure from the European Union is part of the reason for Apple's work on this new battery technology. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. You can find an ad-free version of the show at 9to5mac.com/join. Find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.